John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're to the surface of the planet Mars, and apparently good news about Brave Perseverance, the new rover on the surface of Mars collecting science. Bob, what is the apparent good news?
Well, I've got on Behind the Black a picture, two pictures that I picked up earlier this week from Perseverance that show the sample storage carousel opening that they had a problem with. They were trying to store a core sample in this for pickup sometime in the far future, and some debris broke off the core sample and lodged in the holder. And there's a picture that shows the debris. There, these two little pebbles. They're probably only a few millimeters across. They're small, but they're in the way. They can't bring the core in, the drill bit in, and lock it in place properly to release the core sample. And so they got to get this out, and they had a plan to do so, and that plan included rotating the carousel just slightly twice, and they said this would hopefully dislodge those pieces, and they fall off. Well, I found a second picture taken a little over an hour later. And this is clearly, these two pictures were taken with the rotations in between. And that second picture, and I've gotten side by side on Behind the Black, shows the debris is gone. And in fact, it shows there's even less tiny dirt samples on parts of the carousel as well. So more than just the debris broke off. Now, they have not confirmed this yet, but based upon the images, it really looks like the technology, the engineering they had installed in Perseverance before it even launched, anticipating this problem, it appears that it has worked. And this would mean that they can drill another hole, get another sample from this location where Perseverance is sitting, and store it as planned for a later sample return pickup. And so I expect an announcement any time for them to say this worked. They wanted to take pictures of the ground to see if they could spot the debris where it fell. And so they're probably, that's why the announcement hasn't been
made. Now, three stories from the International Space Station. First, the profound one, weightlessness. What have they determined, Bob?
Well, using data from about 14 astronauts who were doing six-month missions on ISS, scientists say they have found evidence that your red blood cells, you lose a significant more of your red blood cells during weightlessness, about 30%. And that loss of red blood cells, and basically you become anemic, and that loss of red blood cells takes a while to recover. As much as a year afterward, the astronauts continue to lose red blood cells at a rate 30% greater than normal. And so the scientists say that anyone who's going into space should be aware of this and shouldn't really go if they already have symptoms of anemia, because it's only going to get worse once they get into weightlessness. They suggest some regulations should be done to impose this. I'm against that, of course, but either way, we do know now there's some evidence that weightlessness doesn't just affect the spine, the bone density, your cardiovascular system. It also reduces your red blood counts.
Right. Space is an alien environment. Bob, how about transfusion? Is anybody proposing remedy, you know, take a blood bank with you on the trip to Mars?
Well, this is still preliminary research. Remember, it's only 14 astronauts. So the database is really small, and so we could very well not have, the results might not be what it shows. There's a lot more work has to be done, and, you know, an answer to this question will have to be addressed, I think, down the road. It's too soon to come up with.
All right. ISS is teeming with life. It might even be what you would call a fertile environment. For what, Bob?
Well, so the Russian researchers, they decided to get some samples, 200 samples from ISS, from the Russian half of the station, taken from a whole variety of different places. And this is actually following up research that Russians have been doing since their first Salyut stations and Mir. So this is not something they're unaware of, but they got these samples back and they looked at them very closely and they identified more than 20 types of microorganisms that make their home on ISS, including some pathogens and fungi. It appears they used, quote, the station's decorative finishing and design materials as their basic habitat, close quote. Now, I would say that this is to expect it. It's like a submarine. You can't really get a purely clean environment, and you wouldn't want it because humans, we need an environment, an ecosystem to survive. But it does tell you that you need to do good work to make sure it's going to be safe to live in, John. That's the main thing.
And, Bob, the other story is an ongoing mystery of Zvezda. Is it or is it not viable?
That I don't know, but they found another leak, which they've identified, and the Russians say it's the last leak they're going to find, ha, ha, ha. But all the leaks they have located so far have been in the aft section of Zvezda where the docking port is. They're basically retiring that docking port because it's clearly causing stress fractures in that aft part of the module, and that's dangerous. And so we don't know how long Zvezda is going to survive, John. They say they're going to fix this leak, and there'll be no more leaks, and we'll have to wait and see about that.
Is Zvezda still viable to be used by the Russians, Bob? Can they still?
Yeah, it could still be used by both, but, you know, in the long run, there's a risk there because it is definitely showing wear.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.